All right, Matt and Josh, Orphan Radio, Halloween 2023.
Which one?
2023. How are you?
I'm pretty okay. How are you?
Pretty Psych. Okay. So you just had a, you said you got harassed at the gym today. Tell me what happened.
So, like, I don't know gym etiquette.
Etiquette.
Anyways, I've been wearing like a lot of clothes to sweat more. I like just the last couple of days I started doing this. And no. So yesterday I ran a lot. So I was like dripping wet. And then I went over to like the ab machine and there was a dude, he was kind of a tough guy. And he started talking to me, but I couldn't hear because I had music going, you know, gym etiquette. I don't get it. And then I stopped it, my music, and he goes, "You doing okay?" And I was like, "Huh? Yeah. Is every what?" He's like, "Oh man, you're just sweating a lot." And I was like, "Oh yeah, I have like, you know, this thing on that makes me sweat, and I have like multiple layers of clothing." He goes, "Okay, because you know, no one sweats more than I do, and you're sweating a lot more than me right now. So you're putting in the work, buddy." Oh. And then like, I don't know. I was like, "Oh, thanks." And then I was trying to like get away. And I couldn't. And then it got into about a 15-minute conversation, which is a super long time at the gym and a super long time with someone. You're like, I don't know. I don't think most people like small talk. I very much do not like it.
Didn't he tell you that his girlfriend dumped him?
Friend broke up. He moved to another state to be with his girlfriend. She broke up with him. So he's coming to the gym now to get real buff so he could post photos on Instagram to make her jealous.
I wonder why she broke up with him.
I was like, well, maybe you should like, maybe you don't want to be with someone like that. If she just wants to be with you, like for your body, maybe like, you know, you should go for someone. He goes, I don't know. And then that kind of like, thankfully, and he like kind of was like not into what I said. So he walked away and I was like, okie dokie. So it was cool. So I went in a totally different time today.
I want you to reconnect with this guy.
I'm scared that he's going to try. I just can't go at that hour anymore, which I was kind of digging the evening hour. Hmm. So now I'm more to like a early afternoon.
All right. Well, I guess that's the end of the show. I'm just.
Hey, it'd be probably the best show you've had. I'm not kidding. Let's do that. Like who, like we remind each other from horror movies. You remind me, number one offhand, you remind me of Vic from Friday the 13th Part 5.
Hey, that's a compliment in my book.
What about me?
You remind me, I think his name's Billy in Friday the 13th Part 5.
The guy who does coke?
Yeah, the paramedic who has a coke problem. His name's Billy, isn't it?
I can't remember. I was hoping you'd say Gramps.
Well, nope. No, sorry. I know that's what you want, but it's not going to happen.
You remind me of Bozo from Toxic Avenger a little bit.
Another compliment in my book.
Okay, keep going.
You remind me of Grandpa in The Lost Boys.
That's a compliment.
All right, one more, and then we got to get going, baby.
All right, hold on. Wait, who should it pause it? Who should it be?
No, I got a good one. I know my last one for you.
But I need to think of one for you.
Shelly from Friday the 13th Part 3.
No.
No, I'm telling you. I'm not asking.
Oh, I got a good one.
Right.
What's his name from Silver Bullet? Damn cripple.
Oh, I love that guy.
Who is that?
Goddamn cripple. I don't know what his character
is. Oh, I know who I'm gonna say for you. Okay, last one for you. You remind me of Clancy Brown from Pet Sematary too.
That's good. Now that's good.
What about my last one?
It's Shelly from Friday the 13th Part 3.
That's not bad. Everyone seemed to like him, right?
No. I tried to watch Pet Sematary 2 again not too long ago. It's, and I loved it so much when I was younger, but it's kind of hard to watch.
I watched it like a week ago and I thought it was okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, what do I know? But
what if they made a movie about Joey and Shelley from the Friday the 13th?
Joey from 5 and Shelley from 3?
Yeah, and I play Shelley and you play Joey.
That might happen.
We make a fan film.
They're supposed to be teenagers and we're 45.
Well, that's what they are in the movie. How old do you think Vic is?
Vic's supposed to be at that like home for bad kids and he's probably like 48. I have a little list of things I've seen and I want to know if you've seen them and what you thought of them. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Barbarian.
I thought it was good. I did like it. I want to watch it again. I thought it could have been better because I thought it was really good. And I just thought there could have been some things I thought could have been a little cooler, but good. And I need to watch it again.
Okay. Candyman remake.
I actually thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it too. And I liked Barbarian too, for the record. Thanks for asking.
I don't care.
Dude, Sick, that movie.
I didn't see that.
Mike and I tried to watch it maybe 2 weeks ago. Awful. Just awful.
Yeah.
And I thought it was, I mean, it got really good reviews. Not like that really means a whole lot, but. All right. How about Evil Dead Rise?
No, I probably will, like Sick. Well, Evil Dead Rise, I probably will never see either of those two movies in my life. I have no interest.
Yeah. I mean, the trailer for Evil Dead Rise looked so good, but I just was not into it.
And I didn't like that first, I'll put in parentheses, remake.
2013 or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't even feel like that felt like an Evil Dead. I mean, I don't know what Evil Dead's considered anymore. So, but if it's like the originals, then I don't feel like that was an Evil Dead movie.
Okay. I only saw part of this yesterday. It happened to be on and I was flipping channels. The Child's Play remake in 2019.
I can't, it's too ridiculous looking. I can't do it. I mean, maybe if it was like how you saw it. What did you think?
Awful. And Chucky looked like an animated character.
So?
Sorry. No, it was cool.
I do I do like the TV show. I think it's cool.
What's it called?
Chucky. I think it's called Chucky.
How'd they come up with that name?
I don't know.
I didn't see this movie, but I wanted to know if you had seen it or heard anybody who saw it. The new Exorcist movie that came out a couple weeks ago.
Everything I've heard has been very not good, and I heard they aren't even going to make. Did you tell me that part 2 and 3 because the first one was so bad?
That's what somebody told me. I haven't like looked it up or anything.
On Google.com, right?
I was texting with Frank about it, and like they couldn't even make the trailer look halfway decent. The trailer itself was awful.
I know.
Oy, oy, oy. And then this movie is not out yet. I should actually probably look up real quick when it's coming out. Give me 1 second.
One.
Dude, the fucking remake of one of my favorite movies ever that doesn't
Toxic? Need...
No. There is a Toxic Avenger remake coming, which I'm going to give a chance.
I will too. Yeah.
The Roadhouse remake.
Oh my gosh.
Like, why?
I don't know. I don't even want to know who's in it.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Really?
He's the main guy. I mean, he's in good movies, but then Conor McGregor's in it. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You don't mess with a classic. That's why I'm glad all these years they've been talking about remaking The Warriors has not happened yet. Thank God.
Yeah.
It
would be cool if they did The Warriors, though, and it was mostly CGI.
Yeah, like Chucky, the new Chucky. Have you heard about that new John Carpenter produced, or maybe he directs some of that new thing called Suburban Screams?
Yeah, I watched the trailer. It looked cool.
Yeah, that I want to see that. I haven't looked at that yet. Have you watched any like old horror movies this month because it's Halloween?
Well, I have some that I can I ask you?
Sure. Are you going to be serious?
Yeah, I have a few. Okay. Infinity Pool.
Yeah, I liked it.
I liked it a lot. Totally Killer.
No, I have not seen that. How is it?
I liked it. I thought it was cool. Okay. I watched The Boogeyman.
How was that?
It was fine. It was like a good one watch. It wasn't great, but
well,
it was
a like fine... a year too old or something.
It's I think like less than that.
The Boogeyman?
Renfield with Nicolas Cage.
Did not see that. How was it?
It was good. It was also fun to watch. There's this movie on Hulu called No One Will Save You. It's like a alien UFO thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was not into it.
How about The Vast of Night?
Yeah, I thought we talked about that.
Yeah, I know. I'm asking you on the show.
It was fine. It could have been better.
I thought it sucked.
Woo!
Anything else? Anything else for me?
I mean, I watched some old movies. I'd never seen Fade to Black, so I watched that recently.
Yeah, that's been on my list for a long time. How is it?
It was cool. I liked it a lot. I rewatched Poltergeist 3.
Okay. Is that the one that takes like a high rise?
Yeah, it was better than I thought, but it's still just kind of...
I don't even like the first one.
Oh, man. I know
people love that movie, but I just don't like it. Go ahead.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to do you, right?
I watched Halloween 4 the other night, and then Halloween 6 a couple nights later.
What'd you think?
I think Halloween 4 might be my second favorite in the whole series.
Uh-huh.
In Halloween 6, it's pretty bad, but I like it up until like the last, I don't know, 20 minutes, and then it just gets so ridiculous and drags a little bit, even though it's a short movie. Do you remember you and I saw that one in the theater?
Yeah, we did.
We ran out of, it was senior year, we ran out of school, like a couple of virgins, and
what? You maybe.
Ooh. And then jumped in my car, sped to the movie theater. I did the popcorn trick.
That's right.
But Halloween 4, what do you think of that one? I love it.
Yeah, I like Halloween 4 a lot too. We what?
5 is not good.
I haven't seen 5 in a while. I need to see it again. We also both watched Talk to Me, that newer one.
Yes, I saw it in the theater with Mike.
You did not like it.
Yeah, I don't know why I forgot to put that on my list. I mean, it was like well done and well made and stuff, but it just annoyed me. I was not into it. How about you?
I thought the first half was excellent. I liked it a lot. And then the second half, I would need to have to watch it again because I had to like read. It was kind of, in my opinion, I feel like the director lost how to tell what was going on because I couldn't tell. I read about it, so I kind of understand it more, but I couldn't tell if the mom who had died. Well, is this a spoiler? Is it? Yeah, I mean, that is a spoiler. Well, pause for a second. Not you. I mean, don't listen if you care. I thought the mom was in the hand, but she wasn't. So just, I was very confused by that.
I just stopped caring.
Yeah. Anyways, it was fine.
Yeah,
the idea was cool.
Yeah. Yes. Do you still watch the American Horror Story stuff?
I only watched the first season and I couldn't get into it. I tried to watch like several seasons after that and wasn't into it, but I started one recently and it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
One of the newer ones. I don't know which one though. Like,
yeah.
They're fine.
You have a new record out. Tell us about it, baby.
Okay. It's called Mom, Why Is Everyone's a Hoe?
Okay.
And it came, I put it out. I just did everything myself, basically. I mean, I had Jared who produced it, and we worked on the songs together. And so we did all that Norman and then everything else. I mean, I put it out on my own label. I, you know, did all the vinyl, did all the art and have done all the music videos, and it's finally out. And it's really the record I'm like most proud about, just mainly for those reasons. And I mean, I love it also. It just there was something different by doing everything yourself than when you have, you know, a label or you have multiple people. It's just, it was a bit more rewarding, and I just really like this record. It's probably, I mean, it's not probably, it is, it's the only record I could put on, and like, I don't really put on my other records, but this one I put on sometimes, and I like listen to it like I listen to a normal, like another person's record, which I think is kind of a cool thing.
You already had a record release show in Kansas City, right?
Yeah, and then we're doing a record release show this Saturday, the 28th, at the Replay.
That's in Lawrence, Kansas, people. And then you got, when's the other show?
Oh, and then we're doing like an MF Doom tribute show the next day, Sunday, in Kansas City at the Record Bar.
That's October 29th?
Yeah.
Look at you. Do you have any out-of-town shows right now? Or
no, that's we just have a show, another show in early December at the Record Bar.
Okay. So Replay Saturday night.
Yeah.
You went to the Replay 30th anniversary party last weekend. How was it?
It was pretty fun. It was cool to, you know, it was pretty wild, really. There was a lot of people that, you know, I haven't seen in a really long time. And, you know, this, I just like, this time of year is just fun. I think it's raining outside right now. It's kind of cool weather, and I don't know. This is a good time of the year for me, feeling wise.
Too bad I couldn't make it in town for that party last weekend. Bitch.
Okay, so if you had to take five horror movies and were stranded on an island, what would they be?
Okay, I'm doing this on the spot, all right?
She said this.
So, I think you already know what my top two are.
Probably. Luther the Geek.
No. Texas Chainsaw Original and Halloween Original, of course.
Okay.
Three more? You said five?
Yeah. No Mac and Me, though, for you.
And these are only... these are only horror movies. I can't remember if you said that or not.
I did. Disc.
Great. I would say I'd want to bring one of the Friday the 13th just because I like them so much. I'd probably bring Friday the 13th 4.
Okay.
Two more. Let's see. Probably Evil Dead 2.
Mm.
And, man, I don't know. Maybe Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The original. I need to watch that again. I haven't seen that in a while. What about you?
Hey, ow, Bisque!
Did your dog just bite you?
No, I just ran into something. Let's see. I'm also doing this on the spot. I think I would take Lost Boys.
Oh, yeah.
I'd probably take Cemetery Man.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I don't know if these are essentially my favorites, but I'm just trying to like mood wise, you know, because sometimes you're like in like a mood for like fun. And so Lost Boys comes in there.
You want to be comforted on the island.
I want to have some choices. Return of the Living Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Friday the 13th part 5, just because if I need a little humor.
Yeah, it's fun.
Shut up. And God, do I take a Nightmare on Elm Street? I mean, Dawn of the Dead is great, but since you said that,
well, we can have the same one on your island. We won't be on the same.
I don't want that. If I took a Nightmare on Elm Street, it'd probably be part 4 for a desert island. If it was like regular, it'd be probably part 3, like just taking a bunch of tapes. So I don't know, maybe like something like Creepshow or Trick or Treat.
Okay. Okay.
Just because it had like multiple tales.
Those are solid picks.
Thank you so much.
All right. This was a quick one, but we always like to squeeze one in before Halloween. It was good to talk to you. We'll talk soon. Saturday, October 28th, Replay Lawrence, Kansas. You're playing. You want to end with one of the songs off your new album?
Yeah, kid.
Okay. Which one?
Well, how about Hell, since it's a Halloween episode?
Okay. And where can people buy the... I'll put the link in the bio, but tell people where they can order the record and everything.
Bandcamp.com, and just, you know, type in Gemini Parks.
All right. Anything else?
I actually have some more time. You want to chill a little longer?